Good morning. This is Lisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Lisa. It's Sierra Williamson.
Yes?
Hi. I'm trying to make it to work, and the roads are not very clear out here where I live at. I try to make it to my client, but it's very bad out here. They didn't clean the roads up yet. So I can't even come in.
Okay, in that case, you can send a timesheet if the final is not clear.
You said what? I couldn't hear you.
In that case, can you repeat the last part that I didn't understand very well?
I was about to go to work, but it's a little bad out there. They didn't clean the roads really good.
Okay. In that case, what we can do is, like,
so
we can...
No accident or nothing, because I had previous accident before, so I wanted to make sure the roads is clear, so hopefully tomorrow they're clear so I can go.
Okay, no problem. In that case, do you want to make up, make a schedule to make up the time that is not being worked today?
Is there any way you can send me like a timesheet?
No.
Okay.
No, in this case, since you're not going, we have to make up like a schedule for the makeup hours for those dates.
Okay, so is there any way I can do it this week? Because I don't think today will be a good day for that.
Yeah, no problem. In that case, your schedule is from 9 to 3. I don't know if you want, I can add, 1 hour for the rest of the week to cover today.
Today?
You're letting me know that you are not going today because of the roads?
Yes.
Okay, that
so
time.
I can do, since I work 9 to 3, what time can I go up to?
In that case, you are not going to get paid for these days, for this date, if you don't make up that time.
Okay, I'm asking you, what would be the good, I'm asking you, where can I make up the day? That's what I'm asking you.
I'm telling you that one option is that we can add 1 more hour to each day for the rest of the week, or if you want to put the whole shift in another day, for example, tomorrow you can do 9 to 9 until 9. So I don't know what it's work best for you.
You want me to, because I didn't come in today. Should I work 9 to 4 or what? 9 to 5? Because you want to
make up the time that you are not working today.
Okay, so 4 is good, 5. So I can tell the person that drops me off so I know what's going on.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to add 1 hour for each day of this week, correct?
One day? Or?
So 1 hour per day if maybe you are not able to stay too much longer.
I'm not understanding.
What I'm trying to say is if you don't work today, we have to make it up that time. So, I'm giving you options.
If it's only for today, why do you have to change all the times? If it's just for today.
Because if those hours are not going to get paid if you don't work them.
Okay, so what are you saying, man? You're changing my times? That's what you're saying?
Yes, to make up the hours that you are not doing today. The 6 hours that you are not doing today.
Okay.
I'm giving you the option of adding 1 hour to each day of this week for
okay,
only this
I
week.
I get that part. Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, can you repeat the last part?
I said okay.
Okay, so you are okay with not getting...
So I let the person know that drops me off, so they know what's going on. Do I stay 9 to 5? Do I stay 9 to 4? What?
In that case, you will have to stay 9 to 4 for tomorrow to Saturday.
Tomorrow to Saturday? I'm confused what you're saying, man.
Or if you prefer, you can do...
Can I add somebody to the call, please, so they can translate this to me?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Can I add somebody to this call so they can translate this to me, please?
But I'm speaking English. There is another issue.
Yes.
What I'm trying to give you is options, because if you don't work the 6 hours today, you are not going to get paid. Are you okay with that?
Because I don't think you be understanding me.
Yes, I understand. You're letting me know that you are not going to work today.
Okay, hold on, man. You saying that I got to work 9 to 5. I work Monday to Sunday. So why are you just saying Saturday? If
I'm dividing the 6 hours, or if you want, you can do one day 12 hours to make up the same day and the Monday. What I'm asking is what is work best for you.
Ma'am, I really don't understand what you're saying in this part, because I can't understand you.
You're telling me that you are not able to work today, and you have in order that you can get paid the 6 hours, you have to make up that time. I'm giving you the options in which schedule you can do this make up time. Because if you don't work, you are not get paid for these 6 hours.
It for other days, if it's just one day, it's not making sense here.
Because if you don't work, you are not get able to get paid.
I know that part. You keep saying it, man. But what I'm saying, if I'm only not coming in for today, I can make up that day tomorrow because it's only one day. You're talking about changing my whole schedule. For one day.
Another option that I gave you is that tomorrow, February 24, you can work 12 hours.
12 hours.
You can make up for today and for the day of today that you are not working.
So 12 hours. You're saying 12 hours for what? 12 hours for what? For one day?
For yesterday, for tomorrow, and today.
I'm quite sure they should be clear by tomorrow, but I'm saying, should I add, because you said add an hour on, now you're saying 12 hours.
What I'm asking you is how works for you that you can make up the 6 hours that you are not working today. That's my question.
I already told you I can work 9 to 5 tomorrow because I can make that 1 hour up.
But in which day? Because all your dates are from 9 to 3. And it's 6 hours, not 2 hours.
I could do tomorrow or I can do Wednesday.
Okay, so do you want me to divide the 6 hours between
today?
3 and 3?
Today's Monday?
Yes.
Okay, so either Tuesday or Wednesday, it don't matter which day, I can make that extra time because
yeah.
of today.
Okay, so I'm going to divide tomorrow and Wednesday the 3 hours and 3 hours so you can end your shift from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for those 2 days, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to let the person know.
Okay, no problem.
All right.